Welcome to The Rugged Marriage, the podcast that promises it's not you, it's me. I'm Chris.
And I'm Alex. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can't. Yep. We're not checking our email. The voicemail is officially shut down, as are text messaging. And Facebook's group probably gone. No one's checking Twitter if we haven't shut that down.
Yeah.
And the website's going away soon too. So yeah, how you doing, Chris?
I'm bummed, man. It's the end. It's the very last episode. Yeah. 117.
Anyway, buy your wife some tulips. No, I'm just kidding. No. It's been a good show. And this is it. I really don't have, like, I normally have like this long written out thing to say. And I was kind of thinking about this week and I was like, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we've said it in the last couple episodes. And I don't know.
And we've said a lot in 117 plus hours.
Yeah. And there's more to say, right? Like,
yeah.
There's always I have a whole list of topics that I'll never research now. I mean, never is the wrong word. But, you know, like, I don't have a podcast to push me along anymore. It's been good. It's been really good. And I suddenly stopped learning how to talk all these uhs and ums. It's weird for me because I've been, at this point, it's November, I've been kind of working through this for the last 4 months, which is about a month on Chris and about 3 months on basically the rest of the world. And today was kind of a good example of why I can't really put time into the Rugged Marriage anymore like I used to. This whole week actually has been kind of a good example without getting into too many details because it's boring. But it's like, it's hard. Like, giving up something good to pursue other good things that I believe are more important. Like, it sucks. It's easier to give up something that's bad. You know, it's like that I was just holding on to for some reason when I was like, this is why this thing is not a good thing. It's like, no, Rugged Marriage is a ministry that has impacted a lot of people.
Yeah.
Has impacted me a ton.
Yep.
And if we were to continue it, we'll continue to be a positive impact in Christendom. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that we're doing the wrong thing here. I think
this a lot of group members would disagree, but
yeah, but we expected that, right?
Yeah.
Like my initial thought when I originally even came up with the idea was like, no, I'm just like having a bad week. Mm. You know, pretty much everyone when the idea comes up too, there's a lot of pushback, and rightfully so. This is not a decision that should come easily or quickly. So. Thank you all. Thank you all for following us 117 episodes, 2.5 years. Thank you for being an encouragement to me. Thank you for listening to our stupid rambling for all these hours. Thank you to all the guests who've come on. My favorite show probably is still Chad and Amanda. Like, that just set the tone for the rest of the Rugged Marriage in such just a perfect way.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, people are encouraged by that, especially people who have dealt with abuse. Like, I really have no regrets. Yeah. I'm really proud of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy that we're able to end it well. And that we've been able, I mean, we have a lot of voicemails and text messages and audios, more than I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy we have an opportunity to kind of share this with the listeners and share this with everyone as well. And, you know, I got a really good friend out of it. I got lots of really good friends out of it, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm sad that this is the end, but I'm excited for the next things for us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. It does. Yeah. I've definitely been seeing, like, we've been kind of reevaluating our time and how we interact with people. And, you know, we've already seen fruit from this. We've been, we started going to counseling again with a counselor that my pastor hooked us up with. And man, this woman's like a solid biblical counselor, and it's been amazing. Like, we walk out of there every time like, yes, like we feel like so encouraged. And then I've been having a couple dudes over, and we've been going through 2 Peter, and it's been really cool. And it's like, it's funny, they don't know anything about the rugged marriage. They don't know anything about me. So it's like, it's cool. We're starting from ground zero with everybody. And, but it's like, I got good people surrounding us, and it's going to be good for my wife and I to finally settle. I mean, we've been here for like 4 months, but we still don't really feel settled. Get a routine, get our own life. And I mean, who knows? I might even like the idea of getting back into podcasting is not off the table for me. And I mean, my mom was just here for her birthday's on Reformation Day. So she was up here. We went to the Reformation 500 celebration at Ligonier, and had to leave early because it wasn't quite a kid-friendly event. So we went to that, and then afterwards we watched Calvinist, and then at home we were talking, and my mom was like, you know, it's a shame that you're stopping because you're good at it. It's a gift. And I'm like, you know, it's not off the table for me to continue podcasting. So, I mean, Definitely I'm going to take some time and get settled and reevaluate, you know, my goals and my priorities and work on my marriage and my family. And, you know, who knows what comes up. And, you know, I'm still going to guest on some podcasts. And I know there's some people, if you asked me and I said I'd schedule with you and I haven't, like hit me up, because I probably forgot about it because my life has been in upheaval. But I know, like, I think next week I'm recording with I forget the name of the podcast. That's horrible.
Reformed Outlook.
I was already on Reformed Outlook.
Oh, not that one.
I know The Bar. I still need to be on The Bar. Dude, I was on The Bar. It was a fantastic episode. Like, not to toot my own horn, but toot toot, man. Like, it was such a good episode. And I love recording with, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. The host of The Bar. Oh my gosh.
I haven't slept. I know. Yeah. I see his face. I see both their faces.
Yeah. And Chitorio. I know Chitorio. But it's so much fun recording with those guys. Oh man, he's going to kill me. It starts with a D. His last name's Atkinson.
I want to say Darrell.
Is it Dwayne?
Dwayne, yeah, Dwayne.
Dwayne, there we go. Dwayne Atkinson.
Oh, hold my on, gosh, I need dude, to look it up now. What's okay, the picture Dwayne. Social media?
What?
Not Pinterest. What's the picture social media where you take a picture of yourself?
Oh, Instagram?
Instagram. I follow him on Instagram.
The picture social media.
And he posts a lot, yeah, so I know I just need to look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Dwayne Atkinson, I know it. Yeah, Dwayne and Chitorio, like, I love recording with them because, like, they're so, like, they get so hyped and they get you, like, they, like, get you hyped and, like, you, it was awesome. And, it didn't get recorded.
Oh, no.
So we lost it all. So, we have to redo that. And he's been busy and I've been busy. So, The Bar, and then it's, Dwayne, don't feel bad. I'm forgetting all the names. I can't even remember the name of the podcast I'm going to be on next week, or however many weeks. But yeah, it's about entertainment and stuff. But so yeah, that's us. And you know, we love you guys and we appreciate you. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have made it to 117 episodes. Yeah. And if, you know, if it wasn't for the work that we saw, you know, the Spirit doing, we probably wouldn't have continued as long as we did. And that's kind of what makes it so hard too, is like we constantly see fruit from this. And sure, we get the jerks who are like, oh, the Rugged Marriage shouldn't even exist. Oh, those guys aren't even like professionals. Like they're not even, they're not counselors or elders. And yeah, that's kind of what we said from the beginning. But, you know, but we get more success stories than we do whiners and criers. So at that, are we ready to get into our last voicemails?
Yeah. And for the, just as a reminder, these aren't questions. Really what this episode is about is saying goodbye to the Rugged Marriage and giving you guys a chance to participate. And so, that's what the voicemails are. And you guys came through and just thank you.
Yeah.
I was listening to these as I was setting up the notes for this episode, and I was just like, a lot of people have not been nice to us about this, and it was so great to just have a bunch of people just like say, thank you guys for what you're doing, and we appreciate you making a tough decision, and we love you. And I was like, I needed that so bad. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I honestly haven't read or listened to any of these, so it's going to be fresh for me. So
you're in for a treat, sir.
Yes. All right. So this is going to be a good start.
Oh, hey, Chris and Alex, this is your all-time favorite IKEA building, licorice munching, meatball rolling, ABBA listening Swede. Sad that you're going to discontinue the group and the podcast, but thank you guys for everything you've done in it. It's been truly inspiring, despite me being only single. So thank you for everything you've done in it, and we'll keep in touch, I guess. Stay rugged.
Klaus, you will always be my favorite Swede.
Amen. I hope we keep in touch. I'll miss you
definitely
if you're gone. I mostly just stalk him though.
Yeah.
I never interact with stuff, but I pay attention, and you are you've been such an encouragement, and he sent me a link for this tea, and it's goat weed tea, and I never bought it because I read the description. It sounds so nasty. And, I mean, it just sounds like the worst. And the box was like it's not like $3 a box either. It wasn't like cheap tea, but I wanted to do it for the last episode and I didn't. So I'm sorry. But I want you to know that I couldn't convince myself because it sounded so gross. But still, probably one of my favorite moments in all of Rugged Marriage history was explicit goat.
Yeah.
Which you made up. And I still have that picture, and I stumbled across it the other day, and I laughed out loud because it is my favorite. So thank you. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being an encouragement to us. Thank you for challenging us to talk about singleness in a way that we weren't very often early on in the podcast. And thank you for inventing the explicit goat. So I love it. I love it so much.
And thank you for being my salt licorice source.
Yeah.
I need to re-up. I'm like, I'm itching. It's been a while. and you know, hashtag explicit, but is that the same as horny goat weed?
Yeah, that's what it was. Horny goat weed. That was the one. Horny goat weed.
Okay, horny goat weed tea. Klaus, you mentioned that you are single, and we know that. What are you doing drinking horny goat weed tea?
Oh yeah, hashtag explicit.
Yeah, we might need to call your pastor. All right, let's move on to a text message.
Dear Rugged Marriage Administration, The rugged marriage has been a blessing, relating with other Christian marriages and seeing that the struggle between flesh and spirit is real across the board. It's got to be hard almost 24/7, having to monitor and censor people's comments in order to try to keep the group more uplifting. To have to constantly do that every day except for Sunday would be burdensome for me. You continued in faithful perseverance in facilitating this group, and I appreciate you guys making yourselves available to help out a lot of people in their spiritual and emotional struggles. Prioritizing is so important, and you now will have more time to focus on your own families and commitments, and that is completely understandable and commendable. We all have to prioritize, and if we feel held back from the order of priorities that God sets before us, it's then that changes have to be made. I thank God for each of you and your hearts to serve and encourage God's people in their ministry of marriage. Now go and continue your ministry and your own marriage and lives. May you feel refreshed and strengthened in this new season in your lives, and may God richly bless each of you. Melissa Rabin.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah.
You know, I think the closing on Sundays thing, she mentioned how we're not, like, you know, doing it every day but Sunday. That was sort of an effort to kind of keep the group, because we were just so overwhelmed, but it was still too much.
Yeah.
All right, now we have a voicemail. Or did you want to say something?
No, it's fine. We have a lot. I will say this. Our admins are amazing.
Yes.
So thank you for sending us a text message and mentioning them, because they are phenomenal. And just in this final episode, I just need to name them. Andrew, Chad, Chase, Kyle, Laramie, Nick. You guys have all joined in at different times and have just been blessings from God. Like, that's the only word for it. You have faithfully and consistently served this group and Chris and I, and thank you.
Yep. And our two former admins that really didn't do too much, Christopher Harrell and Matthew Manchester, they won't get offended by that, though. That's kind of why they left. But it was, we definitely developed a good bond with those guys through that. So,
yeah.
On to a voicemail.
Hey, guys. This is Zach. I'm started out being a part of the group, the Facebook group, and then I kind of just watched posts and started listening to the podcast. Didn't really post a lot, wasn't really active. And I've just been listening to the podcast ever since. And I'm single. I'm not married. But I've been listening to, you know, learn things, learn wisdom for things up ahead, if the Lord wills that I get married. And it's meant a lot to be able to listen to you guys. So just want to say thank you, guys. And it's incredibly humbling and awesome that you guys have decided to end it the way you have. And praise God that you guys have the wisdom to focus on things that the Lord has put into your lives for you to be stewards of. So God bless. Thanks, guys.
All right. Can I just say something? So far, two out of the three that have just called in have been single. And it blows my mind how many singles have been involved. And I don't know if that's like a culture that, like, we created, because it's not a culture that we, like, really actively created. We said from the beginning that we do want singles involved, but I don't think we went too far out of our ways to make sure. I mean, you even said that, like, you know, Klaus had to kind of push us to talk about singleness, and you know, and it was a long time before we had, like, Brian Magana on and had, you know, really had those conversations. And so I think that's kind of a testament to the group that I know in most. I mean, you never see a single, like, hey, can I go to that marriage conference? Like, or can I go, let me go to the marriage Bible, the married's Bible study. You know, they don't feel welcome, but somehow we have an atmosphere that they're comfortable in, so much so that they want to listen to us talk about marriage. So it's, I don't know. That's just really cool. And I think it's a huge testament to the group, too, and how they've interacted with singles.
Yeah, just shown the way Christians should act with each other online.
Yeah.
It's great. It's amazing. Yeah. Praise God.
Now just go do it in real life, people. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. We have one from a really good friend of ours. This one's a text.
Gentlemen, what a ride. Being a guest on one of your episodes will forever be a highlight in my life. The two of you rugged good balls starting a podcast that was any good was highly improbable, but you've managed to do it and be a success. Congratulations. I'm sad to see it end. I guess all of your listeners will have to listen to the Reformed Outlook now with Chris Centola, and I may you forever stay rugged, you dorks. Also, I am Reggie and I am Batman.
That was Christian Bine.
Yep. Oh, that was a good episode with him on.
Yeah.
We still regularly stay in touch. And if you don't know, he and Chris Centola, one of the admins of the Reformed Pub, are now heading up the Reformed Outlook, which was formerly Matt Butts, my favorite last name ever.
The best name.
And Wes, I can't even pronounce his last name. And it's transitioned into them. So go check that out. That's a good podcast. And Chris, I love you, man. You have to come back to Florida and we have to chill again. Next is a voicemail. I'm like jumping back and forth. We got voicemails, emails, like recordings. It's crazy.
Hey, guys. So my name is Chasten and was just wanting to leave you guys a little message just saying, you know, how much I appreciate what you guys have done. I'm not even near listening to every episode yet, but I plan on doing that. So, I became like Reformed, you know, about maybe a year and a half or so ago, and listened to Jeff Durbin's Apology of Radio a lot, got into the Reformed Pub from that, and then from there, listening to ads for you guys is what made me interested. So listening has been a huge encouragement to me through my marriage, through raising my kids, and just really kind of reforming my worldview to have a more biblical worldview on marriage and raising family. So I really appreciate all that you guys have done, and just want to encourage you guys to, as you live your lives, just keep reforming, and I'll do the same. And, you know, it's encouraged me also to start a podcast with my buddy Josh called, you know, Geeks to Glory. And I know, Chris, you know, you plan on coming on that show. So super excited for that, you know, and just, I want you guys to know that I'm praying for you guys through all this, and that just stay rugged. Thanks.
Geeks for Glory. That's the one.
Stay rugged.
I'm sorry.
I knew it was in here. That's why I thought I knew which one you were going to be on. But I just got it confused with Reformed Outlook.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geeks for Glory. That's pretty cool. I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, they like just started. They're very, very new. So
I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a text message. This one they texted a few times, so I'm just like gotta find the one that they actually.
Oh
texted.
No! Yeah, it's the one at the bottom.
Yeah, the very last one.
Yeah.
Love you guys, and I have all the respect in the world that you're putting your family and church first. I love the group and the podcast, and I'll miss both.
And that one was Christian Briggs.
Yeah, he's listened to old episodes. He sent us emails, he sent us voicemails, he sent us text messages. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's very involved. Good dude. And now a voicemail bouncing all around.
Hey guys, Patrick McAfee here. First voicemail I'm leaving, and the last one I'll ever leave. I'm sad to see the group go, but you guys have been a wonderful blessing to myself, to my wife, our marriage. The impact you've had on my life is incredible, as you guys were the first group I encountered when going back and searching for marriage podcasts, and you guys were the impetus to me to jump back onto Reformed theology.
Nice. Wow.
The impact you've had, I can't really describe it. There really aren't words for it. Chris, Alex, you guys are the best. I wish you both the best, and God's blessings in everything you do. And I'll be praying for you, and I know our friendship won't end, and I'm just glad to call you guys and all the admins my friends. Again, you guys have had just such a huge impact. Take care. God bless you, and see you on the webs. All right, take care. Bye bye.
I've been saying his name wrong the whole time. I thought it was Patrick McAfee. It's Patrick McAfee.
Oh yeah, yeah. I only knew it because of the antivirus tool. It's spelled the same, I think.
Yeah, it's spelled the same, but I always called it McAfee too. I always called the antivirus stuff.
Oh, interesting.
See, I don't listen to InfoSec podcasts. I've never heard anyone say McAfee.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
John,
McAfee.
John McAfee is a weird fellow.
Yeah, so I've heard.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. No, thank you. Thank you so much. That was, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and he's been like, he's been so involved in the group. Like, there's a reason, like, his name, like, comes up in my head is because of how involved he's been. And it's cool because he's had moments where we've had to like call him out and be like, hey man, you were kind of ungracious here. Hey man, like whatever, maybe you shouldn't have said that. And he's always been super gracious and loving and was like very humble. And he's one of the people that like really, one of the kinds of people that really makes the Rugged Marriage what it was. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Patrick, for your involvement, man.
Yeah.
On to
I agree completely.
All right, Reggie.
It's well said.
Chris and Alex, you have modeled for us not only a godly approach to marriage, but also a godly friendship. You've shown us that friendship and community is the best context for the sanctification that comes from marriage. I have only been aware of the Rugged Marriage for a few months, but I am still sad to see it go. It's helped me to see that I need to invest more in those kinds of friendships, and it's encouraged me in my own marriage. I understand the need to devote more energy to your families and your church, and I wish you the best, but I hope we hear from you again. Have you ever thought about writing a book, going to seminary, becoming a pastor? Anyway, stay in touch. Stay rugged, Brian Pepper.
And have you ever thought about writing a book, going to seminary, or becoming a pastor?
It escalated very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Running for president. Have you, Alex? starting a book.
So, have I ever thought about becoming a pastor or going to seminary? Yes. Yes. I thought about going to seminary for a little while, but only because that's what you do when you're a young man and you read the Bible. In most churches in the South, unfortunately, they go, oh, he seems to read his Bible. He should probably go to seminary. And then kind of right when Matt Chandler and Mark Driscoll were kind of becoming big, me and some friends talked about maybe planning a church. But I'm super, super glad we didn't, because that would have been the worst. We would have ruined a lot of lives. As for writing a book, I have a couple of books in progress at various stages. I don't have any marriage books specifically, but I do have a few fiction books that I'm kind of working on and a few nonfiction, mostly theology books. One in particular that I'm kind of working on, one or two, at various stages. So I do hope to eventually publish a book and hopefully books someday. So yeah, probably not soon.
What about, use seminary and yeah, I love content creation. So I don't know. I've thought about it in passing. But I don't, I look at a book and I'm like, how do I make so many words? I feel like it's a lot. And I try to be, when it comes to stuff like that, I try to be brief. So I'd say I like blogging better. I don't have the discipline yet, I think, to write a book, but I have definitely thought about seminary and pastoring. Like Alex said, everyone who's been in the cage stage has been like, I'm going to seminary and changing the world. Yeah.
So I'm the next Mark Driscoll. Oh, God, yeah. I hope not.
I've thought about it. And I mean, I still want to pursue, further my education, but I'm not really sure where, you know, what direction I want to go. And my wife has talked about, she sees me pastoring at some level. And would I enjoy that? Yes. Does it scare the hell out of me? Yeah. Especially seeing like some of the things my pastor goes through, and just like the wisdom that my pastor has, I'm like, oh man, I'm not there yet at all. But it's, yeah, it would be cool. And it would be, you know, it'd be an honor if God called me in that direction. But, that is not today. All right. We now have an email that Reggie's going to read. This is new. Before, Alex was reading emails. I'm going to let Reggie read them, because this is, after this, he's fired.
That's a good point.
I hope you will get this email. I am getting married next week. I found the Rugged Marriage podcast about a month after I got engaged. After listening to the most recent podcasts, I feel I am better prepared and ready to be the best godly husband to my wife. It is a very difficult thing to put yourselves out there and share all your struggles. Thank you for sacrificing your time and efforts for all this time. Though I am sad that there won't be any new podcasts, I am grateful that there are over 100 episodes on different topics and struggles I will face. Praying for you and your families. Stay rugged, brothers. Jimmy Ayusha. Double quote. You miss 100% of the shots you don't make.
Sorry, that was his, that was his signature.
Gotcha.
I had to include it. It was, I thought it was funny. That's cool. And he sent that on the 29th. So he said he's getting married next week. So he's like, as this is dropping, he's getting married.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. It's cool. We've had so many. I love how we got to like celebrate so many marriages in the group. It was awesome. I wonder if anybody like met in the group and dated. Although we really discouraged that. So
yeah, I think they kind of met and dated in other groups and then sort of joined our group.
Yeah.
We're already in our group, and so just kind of moved forward there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we discouraged it pretty strongly. yeah. Ready to be the best godly husband to my wife. Persevere, man. Going strong. Love her well.
Yep.
Serve her. And seek out good friends who are older than you, who've been married a while.
Yeah.
That is my number one advice to you. Thank you for praying for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for seeing after us. And thank you for caring about what two schmucks say.
Yeah.
I love Chris Schinbein's comment where he was like, who would have thought that two goofballs like you could, against all odds. It was so improbable.
Yeah.
You're right.
Impossible.
It shouldn't have been as impactful as it was, but yeah. We believe in God and in the Holy Spirit. And if there's anything good that ever came out of this, it was because of his work and not ours.
Yeah. He uses, in our weakness, he is strong. That is quite evident among us. All right. Now, a voicemail. We're over halfway through, and okay, we're doing pretty good on time. Nice.
Good.
Hey, guys. Jeff Penny here. Just wanted to call and be a part of the farewell. This is a bittersweet moment. It's a joy to be able to look back and remember all the wisdom shared, the laughs that were had, the hearts that were changed, the knowledge about marriage that was always given with the gospel at the center of it all. It's also kind of sad to think that this is the last podcast, but prioritizing your wives and your families is something I can fully understand and respect. I can't begin to thank you guys enough for this podcast and all the hard work you guys put in. I learned so much about sacrifice, serving, selflessness, and true biblical love. It has been an absolute blessing to have such a wellspring of knowledge. And although it's ending, I'm grateful to God for this podcast and all the lives and relationships that were encouraged as a result. Also, for the record, I actually enjoyed the games from the old episodes. Well, stay rugged, guys. And also, buy your wife some tulips.
Justified. You were justified the whole time.
That felt like a eulogy.
It did, but it was a nice one at least.
Yeah, it was a nice one. It was well prepared, and I teared up a little bit in that one.
Jeff, that hit me. I actually know Jeff. Jeff's a good guy. He's the
Do you? That's awesome. Guy.
I look forward to, yeah, I look forward to getting to spend more time with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Christian Fuentes just emailed us, thanks for everything. You're welcome for everything.
He's emailed us a lot. Like, his primary interaction has been email. He's been our number one emailer. And yeah. As far as like for episodes go, we get a lot of emails from people just wanting to talk to us, not for the episodes. And so thank you for that, Christian. It's been great.
It has been. It's good to have. It's funny because we've had some people email us and we'll email back personally and they'll be like, what? You email me personally? Like, we have an email service and Reggie charges way too much for email services, so we've had to do it ourselves.
He's been trying to upsell us on that one for a long time. We were like, no.
Yeah.
We're broke as it is.
Yeah, but yeah. But yeah, it's been cool that we do get to engage with people on a personal level like that too. And I mean, we've had some people that like have really opened us up to us and we've just been like, yeah, we don't know what to help you with. Like,
yeah, we're exactly who we say we are. Which yeah. is nobody.
Yep.
So, yeah. So yeah. I would say of all the things that the Rugged Marriage has given me, the thing probably most precious is seeing God work goodness out of evil and pain over and over and over again. And I've gotten to walk with people through that. I've gotten to see it happen in emails and on Facebook. And he works. And honestly, before this podcast, a lot of that work was very theoretical to me. And I have just this in-depth knowledge now of the God who works out things for the good. That I can look people in the eye now who are struggling in their marriages or who are thinking about divorce, and I can be like, you can get through this. Like, God can fix this. And say it with a straight face, because I've seen it happen over and over and over again. And also be able to say with just a straighter face, like, I will also be here if it goes the other way. Mm-hmm. And trust in the God who does that too, because I've seen his work in people in those situations too. And it's just such a, it's so encouraging to see the things God has done.
Mm. Yeah, it's been huge. And yeah, just my whole world has opened up in that, like, I see church differently. I see relationships differently. And I see, like, just, it's good to get out of that bubble. And I don't know. I think I saw so many, like, you hear the stories of people's failed marriages more often than you do the saved marriages. And
yeah,
especially too, because there's the ripple effect. There's no ripple effect from a saved marriage. When there's a broken marriage, two people split up, the kids, this, that, and the other. So you see that there's this effectual ripple effect. And I think I got real bitter and real kind of hopeless towards, you know, the way evangelicals in, you know, Christians and marriage. And I've seen a different story now. And I've seen people like us who have persevered through really, really hard times, not to toot our own horns, but you've heard the stories on the podcast. If you haven't, go listen to all the episodes. We've persevered. And we've reaped the fruits of that. Are things perfect? No, but we've seen beauty come out of the brokenness, and we're seeing other people experience that too. And it's encouraging. So, next text message.
I'm going to miss the relationship building that has happened through and because of the Rugged Marriage. Even with people seemingly constantly coming and going, we've managed to create and sustain so many friendships. It'll be a miracle to find another group like it. You sure we can't continue the group loudly crying face? The marriage advice, the funny discussions, debates, and, let's not lie, drama have been usually pretty eye-opening and fun. I'll miss the fellowship I've shared with fellow members for the past few years. Also, I wish all of the administrators the best in their lives and future endeavors. Isabel Wilmot.
I couldn't wait for him to get to the emoji.
I was so curious.
Loud, was it loud crying face?
Is that what crying loudly face or something like that.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. And we can't continue the group, we're sure.
Yeah. One of the things about Isabel is she's one of the people who joined the group very early and got married shortly after the group started. And so seeing her grow in wisdom and knowledge over the time the group has been around has been really, really cool. And just the way she's able to influence others and serve others. I mean, her story in The Rugged Marriage is a story of perseverance and loving the body of Christ. And I'm really grateful for it, Isabel. I'm really grateful for it. It has been noticed.
Hello, Chris and Alex. I want to express my thanks for what you two have put out there on the internet since we're saying goodbye. I want to share what I've taken away from your work into my marriage. One, as a wife of 12 years, I had never considered what a burden it is for a husband to be the leader. My husband seems to do it so effortlessly. I just assumed it was easy. Your frank discussions about leadership and how much effort it takes to live in understanding with your wife convicted me of my taking him for granted, and led to much greater appreciation for what I have in him, and more open engagement of him on my part too. Chris discussion once, I think it was Chris, about considering if his wife had actually sinned against him, or if he was just having unfair expectations, is something that has stuck with me. I often stop in my anger and think on this. So practical and so helpful. 3. Thank you for the group. Your thoughtfulness and care in leading it is what has set it apart from every other. Thank you, and the admins, for your diligence and courage. 4. I want to say a special thank you to Stephanie, Rachel and all the wifemans for your sacrifice of your husband so that they could minister to thousands. I can only imagine how frustrating it must have been at times. You deserve as much gratitude from us ruggeds as your husbands. Lastly, thank you for ending this whole experience on a high note. Thank you for being living examples of doing the hard thing, be the right thing, in giving up something you love to show your families you love them more. 2 questions. 1. What was the most surprising thing you learned about yourself, your spouse, and or your marriage through this whole experience? 2. What is your favorite memory of doing this podcast? Farewell, Rugged Marriage. Sincerely, Bailey Wheelock.
Wow, that was a lot. Alex, you read this, so you want to answer those 2 questions first, and I'll think about my answer?
Yeah, sure. I'll start with this. I actually know Bailey, and she reached out to me. She said, I'm sending a long text message. Is it going to be hard for her to put it together? I said, no, we'll work it out. Thank you, Bailey. Thank you. This was a great message. And you're right about everything. What was the most surprising thing you learned about yourself, your spouse, and or your marriage through this whole experience? I think, honestly, the surprising thing has been how little I actually know about marriage and my spouse. Like, I didn't think I was an expert or anything, and I definitely don't now, but I didn't expect to so constantly be confronted with the fact that I'm not very good at this, that I have a lot to learn, that I really need to grow. And that's been kind of an ongoing surprise, like, kind of around the time I think I'm starting to figure it out, things I'm very quickly shown that no, that's not the case at all. As for my favorite memory of doing the podcast, I've been thinking on this one, and it's really hard. One of the most fun times I had during the podcast was when we did that live show, though, for our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Just fun. That was one of the most fun episodes we did. And I had such a good time. And Chris, like, miracle sound guy, like, figured out how to make it happen, against all odds. And it was great. And so, I mean, there are many, many more. I mean, just the people who've come on this show, the opportunities we've had, the people I've met, you, Bailey, are one of them. Like those are all memories from The Rugged Marriage. And so, Yeah, I don't know that I have one thing, but probably one of the most fun moments for me was definitely the live show. Mm.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I was most surprised to learn about myself is that I can give someone sound, biblical, solid marriage advice, and the very next day go and make the same mistake. And me I think too. And it was to the point, like, it drove my wife crazy. It drove her absolutely crazy. She's like, I can't listen to your podcast anymore because I hear you giving people this great advice and then you, not her words, but mine, sucking at being married. And also, like, I was like surprised to see how quickly I would idolize this and put more effort into the podcast than my marriage, and talk about the Bible more with Alex than I do my wife. And that's something she confronted me on a lot. And it's not a problem anymore. No, but we've been very sanctified, lately in this move and with the people that we're surrounded by. So, and my favorite memory, I think, would have to be like the moments that I've gotten to meet people in real life. So not even just the podcast itself, but the relationships I've met through the podcast and getting to meet these people in real life. The Chris Shinbein, Juan Trujillo, what are some other people? I just ran into, oh my gosh, I just had his name and now I lost it.
Mark?
Mark Hammer, definitely. Oh, such a good dude. And then while I was at Ligonier Conference, the Reformation 500, this guy came up to me. I'm out in the narthex, like, trying to get my son to stop screaming. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, "Are you Chris Orsini?" And I'm like, "Yes." And he's like, "Oh man, I listen to your podcast. I'm in the group and I got married 3 months ago and it's been such a blessing in my life." And I'm like, he's like praising the work that God has done in his life through us. And I'm sitting here like God is great, because that's not me. Like, but it's like, it's so cool to see the fruit, like, right there in front of your eyes, and just see people light up because of how they've been blessed through this. And I think those are my favorite moments. You know, and even like, you know, like Juan Trujillo, I'm not going to go public with his life, but he's had it rough. And it's been a huge blessing to be a part of his life and to pray with him and to him, you know, we give each other biblical counsel and get to see him be a father. And it's really beautiful. So, if you guys are in the Rugged Marriage and are in Central Florida and want to meet up, shoot me a message on Facebook. I'd love to meet you guys. So now a voicemail. Where are the voicemails? There we go. No, that was a text message.
Boo.
Boo. Here's a voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Andy Thompson. I just wanted to give you guys a call and first tell you thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful episodes, for having a podcast that seemed to always be true to pointing people towards God and really just helped me and many other people see the glory of God in marriage. Also, I wanted to thank you for supporting 2S Trails and for Alex and Rachel coming to volunteer Second Saturday. That's a big help and was so much appreciated. I really kind of at a loss of words as to what to say about that, but you guys have been awesome. I had talked with Alex last week and totally understand that, you know, as all things come to an end, that the podcast has had its season, and just want to let you know you guys rocked. And I thought it was also appropriate to end your departure with an Irish blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. And I really mean that. I really pray that God blesses you and enriches you in so many ways beyond what we could fathom. Especially you, Chris. I know what it's like having MS. I know that it's a burden, but it's also a blessing. I pray that God hones that tool through you and uses you to spread the gospel and love other people in ways that you can't imagine. Thank you for all you guys have done.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Andy, like, reached out to me after finding out that I had MS, and that's how we got to know each other. And then come to find out that he knows Alex and he lives in Texas. And it's just like such a small world. And Andy's been a huge source of encouragement. Like, he's always, you know, texting me stuff about MS or texting, like, sending me, you know, songs. And he sent me "Though You Slay Me," and that's, you know, one of my favorite songs ever. Yeah. And it's been, it's, I'm excited to continue our friendship, and I hope I get to hang out with him sometime. I hope I get to meet him in person. You're very fortunate, Alex.
One of these days, you're going to come out to Dallas, and we're going to have a big party. It's going to last like 2 weeks.
Yes. Okay, next voicemail?
Yeah, let's do it.
Actually, this is the last voicemail.
Hi, I'm William.
And I'm Meg.
We're saying goodbye to the rugged marriage. We've been married 16 months and have been a part of the Facebook group that whole time. I've listened to every episode of the podcast. It's been so much wisdom shared, so many things learned, so many great discussions, so much education through these two mediums. We've had so many great discussions started by something I heard on the podcast or something we read on the Facebook group.
And I love seeing my husband get passionate about these topics.
Well, it's been a short time. We've been so blessed to be part of something so amazing. God has used you guys for so much, and we are thankful for it. Chris, Alex, love your wives. Serve your churches. Stay rugged.
Stay rugged.
Aww. I love getting those couples' voicemails. We haven't had many of them, but it's just so cute.
Yeah, I like them too. I like them a lot. That right there is why we made it.
Yeah.
That's what the Rugged Marriage is kind of about, giving people an opportunity to talk about these things and hopefully encouraging other marriages and seeing God glorified and all that.
Yep.
Praise God that it actually
praise
happened.
God. Yep. It's amazing. So this one squeezed in today at 4:33 p.m.
A day late. We're recording later than we originally planned, so you're lucky you made it, sir.
Yep. And you're lucky we know you and we like you.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris and Alex, this is Derek from the Tech Reformation Podcast. I just wanted to call you and let you know how much I've appreciated your show and from ever since you started doing it. Actually, when you first started doing it, when I first heard about it, I think I like entered like episode one. So you guys were still telling your stories. And I was a little bit jealous, envious, a little bit bitter that you guys had beat me to the marriage podcast punch. A punch which I still have not yet punched yet. And I don't think I would be able to. Because as I started listening to the show, as I kept listening, and you guys approached various topics with wisdom and tact and humility, and you guys were honest about your weaknesses, I realized that I would have been the wrong person to do it. You guys just have so much wisdom, and you've kept yourselves a type of humble that you don't see in marriage podcasts. Marriage podcasts for me have always been like I listen to a lot of them, or I used to listen to a lot of them, and but a lot of them are really just like religious. Like they don't account for the gospel. It's all like, this is what you do to get your wife to, you know, do what you want. And like in a nice way, but still it's all like manipulative. That sort of, it's always been a pet peeve of mine. And you guys have hit every single punch square on the nose in the best way possible. And I've just super appreciated your guys' voice in the podcast sphere. And I know it takes a lot of work to do a podcast, so I completely understand why you guys are leaving. But I hope to see your voices in the podcast arena sometime in the future. When life settles down or when you've kind of recovered, or, you know, perhaps it's wishful thinking, but, I really appreciate you guys. So glad you've done this, and, maybe I'll be able to get your listeners to all pitch in and keep the podcast feed up for the next couple of years since it's such a valuable resource. But you know, we'll see about that. We'll talk maybe. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope you guys come back in some form or another in the future. But for now, stay rugged.
Man, that was... I feel like that was way more praise than we deserve.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. That was, like, hugely encouraging. It's funny. He's not the first one that... It wasn't a Batman that said we started the podcast that he wished he had started.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me say this, and maybe a stepping down frees up some of these people to step out and do some of these things they're talking about. But like we've said from the very beginning, that we hope to be one voice among many,
mm-hmm.
right? That we don't know what we're talking about any more than anyone else does.
Yeah.
So for all those people out there who want to start a podcast, do it. You want to talk about marriage? Do it, right? Pick a focus, because people tend to prefer podcasts that talk about something. It's easier for them. Take the time to do the work, to research what you want to do, to think about it, to pray about it, read your Bible, see what Scripture says. But, like, yeah, it's work, and it costs some money. But, like, two schmucks were able to pull it off. You can.
Yeah. Yep. And feel free to, I know Alex is really busy and he's probably going to abandon social media for the most part. But feel free to hit me up if you need any pointers or want me to, you know, listen and give you feedback or just need direction. I've done that with a few people already and I really enjoy it. I really do. And I enjoy the relationships I get to make with those people. And I enjoy helping people succeed at what they do, because at the end of the day, our podcast talks about marriage, but it also talks about the gospel. And the better we can communicate, the better we get to communicate the gospel. And so whatever niche you're talking about, if I can help you better communicate the gospel within your niche, I'm all for it. So.
Agreed. And I'm basically just on Twitter now. I have to be for work. So, no, I mean, well, when this posts, I'll still be on social media for about a week. But when we do the final archive of the group, I'm gonna delete most of my social media. You're absolutely right, Chris. But you can find me on Twitter. You can message me on Facebook, and I'll get to it eventually. Don't expect a quick response on Facebook, because I'm not checking very often anymore, but at least for a while. But I will be around on Twitter, because I have to for work. So, I agree with Chris. Like, you know, I don't see myself never doing a podcast again. Like, I really enjoy this. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great medium. And I love the idea of blogging and writing. I love the idea of podcasting. Maybe the Rugged Marriage will come back someday. Maybe we'll be doing something else. You know, I don't know. I could see us doing that again. Hopefully this isn't the end of Chris and I's voice out in the world.
Yeah.
I imagine it'll be different, whatever it looks like in the future, but it'll still be good. But yeah, no, I definitely need a break for a while as I kind of reorient and kind of recover from this last year.
Yeah.
Just like what Chris said, for those who want to reach out, I mean, please reach out on Twitter. And if you reach out on Facebook, just don't expect a quick response.
And for me, Facebook, not Twitter.
Yes.
I'm opposite. I'm barely ever on Twitter. And Facebook, I have Messenger, so it notifies me like a text message. So, our final text message. You ready, Alex?
Yeah, so here's a question. Do we want to do Recos first and kind of end the show with this text message? Or what do you think? How do you want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do Recos. What's your Reco, Alex?
I Reco downloading the show. Derek mentioned in his voicemail that all the episodes are going to go away. And so our SoundCloud expires in April. And that's where we host all of the episodes. And after SoundCloud expires, our website is also going to expire. So the Rugged Merge will be gone. Derek is working with us. He there's a possibility we might put it up in some other medium. But, I mean, those things cost money. And it just kind of depends on a lot of things. But you can download every episode that exists today, right now, by going to soundcloud.com/the-rugged-marriage, or just Google the Rugged Marriage SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Link is in the show notes. Check it out. You can get every single episode. You have them forever. I know I'm saving copies of them. If it's been an encouragement to you, or it's something that you thought, like, oh, I'd like someone to listen to this, or a friend, or you think, you know, I want someone, because we've had people do that before with our shows, where they've said, listen to this and let's talk about it. And they've kind of used it as a way to help break through certain people's kind of sinful tendencies. Mm-hmm. So if that's something you want to do, please download it every episode. It's free.
Yeah, do it.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah, so for our listeners, for this very last episode, Les Lamphere reached out to me and wanted to offer our listeners a 20% discount on his movie, Calvinist. I just watched it the other night, and Les is a friend of mine, so I had high expectations. I've seen a lot of Les's work, and we've talked. We've shared work, and so I know what he's capable of, and so I had really high expectations, and I was still blown away. I was still impressed as a fellow content creator. And as a friend, I was very impressed. So if you haven't already picked it up, you really, really, really should. And if you want to, you can get 20% off with the coupon code RUGGED, and this will work in any of his mediums. It'll work on Vimeo. It'll work, if you go pick it up on, Mission Aware. You can just go to, I'm pretty sure it's CalvinistMovie.com. I'm going to check it right now.
Or you just Google Calvinist movie.
Yeah. If you just Google Calvinist movie, and that'll take you to calvinistmovie.com, all the places that you can purchase it, and take advantage of that 20% off. I'm not sure how long it's going to go on for. It would have been a good thing to ask him. So take advantage of it while you can. And before we end it, before we say it for the last time, let's play this last text message.
Goodbye, Reggie. No one says stay rugged, my friends, as well as you do, William and Meg Carlin.
And that, guys, we thank you so much for sticking with us. We thank you for encouraging us. We thank you for your feedback. And we thank you for the wonderful relationships we've made, and for encouraging us and loving us and praying for us and making the Rugged Marriage what it was, because otherwise, it would have just been two fools babbling into microphones. So,
persevere to the end. Finish the race. Serve God and people.
And there won't be a next time. So, reform your theology and reform your marriage.
Buy your wife some tulips. Because it's been 117 episodes. Just do it already. Just go buy the tulips.
Adjective, strongly made and capable of withstanding rough handling, having or requiring toughness and determination, durable, sturdy, robust, strong, tough, resilient. Now, the union of one sinful man and one sinful woman from a wolf under one holy God. Ultimately a metaphor for the gospel. The rugged marriage. Stay rugged, my friends.